Even before President Bush submitted his proposed 2006 federal budget last month, it was widely assumed that significant cuts would be needed to keep spending from far outstripping revenues. Deficits in the hundreds of millions of dollars are predicted to continue for years, and the costs of the war against terror, the war in Iraq, and American military involvement in Afghanistan promise to impose financial strains that were not fully accounted for in Mr. Bush's budget proposal. To close some of that gap, the president put forward cuts in more than 150 social, education, and jobs programs. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore wonders about Mr. Bush's commitment to what the president calls compassionate conservatism.
It's not that President Bush doesn't take heed when Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan sounds a dire warning about an unsustainable deficit. It is where the compassionate conservative president chooses to make his cuts, which is, more often than not, in programs that serve the most vulnerable. I have been reading in the budget for fiscal year 2006 a list of 154 programs that the president wants to terminate or sharply reduce. Almost at random, I noted that marked for termination are items like $205 million for comprehensive school reform, $225 million for Even Start, devoted to teaching the alphabet, $68 million for teacher enhancement, $30 million for community service activities, and $10 million for screening the hearing of newborn babies. Programs targeted for cuts are programs like watershed rehabilitation, Alaska Native Villages, grants for adult education, and community development block grants. And therein lies a tale. The Community Development Block Grant Program, which goes back to Reagan days, provides annual grants to cities and counties to develop viable urban communities. The administration wants to cut $2 billion, or about 35%, from this popular program. But the Community Development Program found an unexpected defender in conservative Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, the third-ranking Republican in the Senate. Speaking to leaders of religious charities, Santorum announced, "I don't support the dramatic reduction of the program." There are other, even more consequential, poverty-related contests going on in Congress. Santorum is also leading a fight in the Senate to restore the $85 billion tax break to stimulate charitable giving that the White House has dropped. The Democrats, meanwhile, are concentrating their fire on trying to enact a minimum wage increase. But Republican or Democrat, the year of the threatened unsustainable deficit does not look like a good year for compassion. This is Daniel Shore.